The weeks and months passed, as weeks and months always do. The school holidays crept ever closer until the joyful day arrived. David's smile was fresher and his step lighter than anyone's as he climbed into the coach to sit next to Peggotty. They set off for her brother's home at the seaside.
Tell me about your school, Master Davy.
Oh, no, Peggotty. Please, tell me about Mr. Peggotty, Ham and little Emily.
Peggotty described her family with such love and pride that when they finally arrived in Yarmouth, David felt that he had known them all his life. The boat on which Mr. Peggotty lived with his two adopted children was just as interesting, homely and comfortable as Peggotty had described. Ham, a boy of about David's age, was just as handsome, strong and friendly, and little Emily just as pretty as the pictures painted in David's mind.
So, you be Master Davy, smiled the bearded, weather-beaten Mr. Peggotty. Welcome to our home. Little Emily, take Master Davy to see the sea out yonder. I want to talk to my dear sister.
Each day, David and Emily walked hand in hand along the beach, throwing stones into the breaking